ジャパニーズポット101です。ああ、美味しそう。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here, Beginner Series Season 5, Lesson 14. Now hear this in Japanese. Welcome to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese.
I'm Naomi, and thanks again for being here with us.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to give commands and say, do this, and don't do this in Japanese.
Right, such as, しろ,
do it,
or, するな,
don't do it. This conversation takes place at...
ツインズというカフェです。
A cafe called Twins.
彼氏と彼女と、あと小さい女の子が話しています。
This is a conversation between a couple and a child, so they'll be speaking
カジュアルな日本語。
Informal Japanese. Now, Naomi-sensei, before we listen to this conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about the study tip.
So, Naomi-sensei, we were wondering if you've tried it. And if so,
what do you think of it?
You can leave us feedback in the comments section of this lesson.
では、聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the conversation.
ふざけるなよ。君、誰?泣くなよ。
ねえ、お嬢ちゃん、お名前は？
大空風花、3歳です。
風花ちゃんのお母さんのお名前は何ですか？
大空美穂です。
風花ちゃんのお父さんはこのおじさんですか？
おい、まだ信じていないのか？いい加減にしろ。俺を信じろよ。
違います。風花のパパは大空春也です。
あら、風花ちゃん、ここにいたの。あら、春也さん？あら、違う。いやだ。そっくり。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ふざけるなよ。君、誰？
怖いよ。
泣くなよ。
ねえ、お嬢ちゃん、お名前は？大空風花。3歳です。風花ちゃんのお母さんのお名前は何ですか？大空美羽です。風花ちゃんのお父さんはこのおじさんです。
おい、まだ信じていないのか。いい加減にしろ。俺を信じろよ。
違います。風花のパパは大空春也です。
あら、風花ちゃん。ここにいたの？あら、春也さん？あら、違う。いやだ。そっくり。
今度は英語が入ります。
ふざけるなよ。
Enough messing around.
君、誰？
Who are you?
怖いよ。
I'm scared.
泣くなよ。
Come on, don't cry.
ねえ、お嬢ちゃん、お名前は？
Hey, little girl, what's your name?
Ozora Fuka, 3 歳です。
I'm Fuka Ozora. I'm 3 years old.
Fuka ちゃんのお母さんのお名前は何ですか？
And what's your mother's name, Fuka?
Ozora Miu です。
Miu Ozora.
Fuka ちゃんのお父さんはこのおじさんですか？
And is this man your father?
おい、まだ信じていないのか？
Hey, you still don't believe me?
いい加減にしろ。俺を信じろよ。
That's enough. Believe me already.
違います。
No, he's not.
フーカのパパは、大空、春夜です。
My daddy is 春夜大空。
あら、フーカちゃん、ここにいたの。
Oh, フーカ、you were over here?
あら、春夜さん？
Oh, 春夜？
あら、違う。
Oh, you're not him.
いやだ。そっくり。
Oops, you look just alike.
ピーターさん、英語の質問いいですか？
So you have an English question?
はい、yes.
Okay.
Okay, so do you say, oi?In English too? I mean, in Japanese, oi is mainly used by men and sounds really rough. How about English? Would you say the usage or nuance is the same?
Actually, it sounds kind of, I hope our British listeners don't get angry, but it sounds a bit British English. Oi. I think I've seen it in a movie or a TV program where...Somebody wanted to get another person's attention, so they always said, oi. But in American English, we'd say, hey.
Okay.
But I think the nuance is kind of the same. It's, yeah, not a very friendly greeting. It's not something you'd see like a 5-star hotel when you walk in. Oi, you forgot your bag.
I see.
So I think the nuance is kind of similar when you want to get someone's attention and it's kind of used in a very...informal situation, think late at night or something like that. So I think if we look at the British English and we suppose that I'm right, I think it's very similar, the usage here. Now in Japanese, I often hear this phrase doubled up, like, oi, oi.
Ah, the translation varies depending on how it's said and the context. But oi, oi is like, hey, or come on, or give me a break. I sometimes use it as a joke though.
So you're saying you speak pretty rough Japanese sometimes.
No. Saying oi oi is okay for both genders.
Okay, I've kind of noticed that. And when it's said twice, it's okay for both genders to use, right?
はい、そうです。But just single oi is exclusively used by men.
So if you were at the station on the train platform and on the other side you saw your friend, you wouldn't be like, oi!
Me?
Yeah, you.
No. No.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First word.
ふざける.
Fool around.
ふざける. ふざける.
Next.
お嬢ちゃん.
Young lady.
お嬢ちゃん. お嬢ちゃん.
Next.
おじさん.
Uncle. Old man. Middle-aged man.
おじさん.おじさん。
Next.
信じる。
To believe, to trust.
し、ん、じ、る。信じる。
Next.
いい加減にしろ。
Cut it out. That's enough. Get a life.
いい加減にしろ。いい加減にしろ。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.The first word is
お嬢ちゃん.
Now, お嬢さん also means miss or young lady. But here, お嬢ちゃん, the affectionate suffix ちゃん is used. お嬢ちゃん has a friendlier and much younger connotation than お嬢さん.
そうね。
These words are used to get the attention of a young lady or girl whose name you don't know. Guess many uses for this. Sample sentence, please.
お嬢ちゃん、何歳ですか?
How old are you, young lady? In the translation, it becomes little girl because Fuka is so young.
I'd say お嬢ちゃん is used for really young girls, maybe up to elementary school. On the other hand, you can use お嬢さん as long as that person is a young lady.
Now, Naomi-sensei,
Hi.
Let's take a look at some Japanese culture. Isn't there a famous TV personality who is known for calling women in their 50s and 60s お嬢さん?
Ah, Mino Monta-san, ne?
Yeah, his name is Monta Mino. He's quite famous. And the ladies love to be called お嬢さん.
So as long as you think the person is young, you can use it.
Or maybe this way he uses it to flatter them.
Ah, so ne.
So suggesting that they're much younger than their age.
Hi.
By using this word. Okay, what's the next phrase?
いい加減にしろ.
Ouch. Again, the context determines the strength of this phrase, but want to be careful with this one. It can be used as quite a strong phrase.
Mm.
Used among friends, it can be a funny, joking phrase, but in essence, it's a very strong phrase. Kind of break this one apart. So the first part,
E,
is good.
加減.
This means degree.
And 白.
Is the imperative form of the verb suru, to do. Now, we'll cover this imperative form in the grammar section in a minute. So,
いい加減
can be translated in many ways depending on the context, but it carries the meaning of moderation or not overdue. So,
いい加減にする
literally means to do something in moderation or to not go overboard or to not overdo.
Usually, いい加減にしろ is translated as cut it out or that's enough already.
Right. The phrase basically expresses the speaker's irritation towards the situation or the listener.
If you want to soften the phrase a little bit, use して or してください instead of しろ. Like, いい加減にしてください.
That's enough already.
But even if you say it nicely, the message is still the same. So be careful when using it.
Yeah, I don't really think we conveyed how strong a phrase this can be. And I'm trying to think of a really good analogy. And kind of what comes to my mind is like, if you picture a family of four, the father driving, the mother in the front seat, and the two kids in the back, let's just make them boys. And you could picture them start to fight back and forth and they get a warning from their parents, you know, guys, knock it off. That keeps going and all of a sudden they're in a full-blown like fight. And then the dad just turns around and he says,
いい加減にしろ.
So it's kind of like, better stop right now, like knock it off right now. Again, the imperative in Japanese is quite strong. So this phrase is quite strong. And just we want to convey that to you. In this lesson, you learn how to tell someone not to do something in a strong manner.
We often see signs saying, 入るな.
Do not enter.
Or 触るな.
Do not touch.
Don't we?
Right. You'll learn how to say these phrases. Naomi-sensei, how do you say, do not enter again?
入るな.
入る is the dictionary form of the verb to enter. And
な
here makes it a negative command, kind of like don't in English.
そうね. So 入るな means do not enter.
Listen and repeat. To enter.
入る.
Do not enter.
入るな.
Okay, let's do more practice. Naomi-sensei, to touch is
触る.
To that attach?
な. 触るな.
Do not touch. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat. To touch.
触る.
Don't touch.
触るな.
Okay.
At factories, you'll often see signs that say, 触るな. 危険.
Don't touch. Danger.
Oh, and I recently saw a similar label on the bottle of 洗剤, detergent.
What did it say?
Can you guess? Here's a hint. You are not supposed to mix different detergent, right?
Ah, got it. 混ぜる is to mix, right?
はい.
So, don't mix is 混ぜるな.
Exactly. It says 混ぜるな, 危険.
Don't mix, danger.
Mm.
Interesting. And I bet it also says Nomuna.
Detergent? Ah, yeah, of course not.
In this case, the Japanese translation would be don't drink or taberuna, don't eat. Now, in this audio portion of the lesson, we covered only the negative imperative, telling someone not to do something. In the lesson notes, you'll find a detailed write-up on the imperative form used for telling someone to do something, so make sure you read them.
Hi. Ato, Peter-san, I'd like to point out one thing. Basically, the imperative is a very strong command, so the situations where you can use it are quite limited, aren't they?
Good point. They're often used in emergency situations. Signs for authorities, discipline at home, in the military, cheering at sports events, or situations on the train right before a fight.
With the exception of cheering at sports events, the imperative has a nuance of, if you don't obey the instructions, something serious could happen.
And I'd say it tends to be more used by men than women, so just be careful when using it.
Hi.
All right, that's all for this lesson. Now, don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the lesson notes.
It has the conversation transcript,
vocabulary, sample sentences, a grammar explanation,
and a culture insight section. Seeing the Japanese really helps you remember faster.
レッスンノートを読んでくださいね。
Read the lesson notes and we'll see you next time.
じゃあまた。
ふざけるなよ。君誰？
怖いよ。
泣くなよ。
ねえ、お嬢ちゃん、お名前は？
大空ふうか、3歳です。
ふうかちゃんのお母さんのお名前は何ですか？
大空みおです。
ふうかちゃんのお父さんはこのおじさんですか？
おい、まだ信じていないのか？いい加減にしろ。俺を信じろよ。
違います。ふうかのパパは大空春也です。
あら、ふうかちゃん、ここにいたの。あら、春也さん？あら、違う。いやだー。